Good morning. Wow, you all are close. Good to see all of you this morning. Welcome to worship here at Rose Hill. You are in for a treat. We got to hear most of what the choir is doing at the first service. The bell choir is with us now this time as well, and it's going to be a great morning of worship through music. A special welcome to any guests or visitors with us this morning. We are glad you are with us and pray you are warmly welcomed here in our midst. And I would invite all of you to take a moment, fill out the friendship card. If you haven't done that already, you can let us know you're here with us this morning and how we can be praying for you or others in your life as well. A couple of announcements to share with you this morning. The Angel Tree gifts, if you took the got a tag last week off the tree, hopefully you brought that gift back. You can check in at the table back there if you haven't already done that, where Jane Peterson will be. Senior lunch is this coming Wednesday. Normally it's the third Wednesday of the month, but it's the second Wednesday here in December. So if you consider yourself a senior adult and would like to join for lunch this Wednesday at 11:30 here at the church, you're invited to be a part of that. The preschool, our church's preschool, operates during the week, is having their Christmas program this Friday evening at 6 o'clock. If you want to come and just encourage those kids and bless them and let the families know that there's a church body that prays for them and supports that ministry as well, you're invited to be here this Friday evening. Next Sunday evening, a week from today, is our own children's ministry and youth ministry Christmas pageant. And I hope you might come for that one as well and support and encourage our own kids here. They're part of the church. And if you've got kids or grandkids that are part of it, rehearsal is next Saturday at 10 a.m. There's more in the bulletin as well. You might take a look at that a little bit later on or swing by the information center. We got Advent devotionals still there as well. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge that today ended up being kind of a reunion day of sorts for folks who used to be a part of our church but have moved and so forth and not able to be here anymore. Jim and Jane Macklin were here at the first service. I'm not sure if they're here now. I'm not seeing them as I look around, but Jim and Jane were here at the first service. They had been a part of our church for 25 or 30 years before they moved north a ways. And this morning, Heather Jin, Heather, can we see you back here somewhere? There you are. Heather is with us. And that's a real gift and a blessing. Great to see you, Heather. However, the reason she is here is that she is filling in for Elaine Welts, who would normally be playing on the piano and the organ, was in the hospital Thursday evening with AFib, heart condition thing. And they have that, we think, all sorted out and straightened out. And she's coming home this afternoon, but they're just a day late and a dollar short for her to be here this morning. But Heather, with about 36 hours of notice, is filling in. So thank you, Heather, for practicing for the last 36 hours straight or whatever you had to do to be ready for this morning. Anyway, welcome again. Great to see all of you. Let's stand and welcome one another to worship now this morning.
Today is the second Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of love. Jesus shows us God's perfect love. He is God's perfect love in human form. Those who believe in him and live in him live in love. The love of God transforms and perfects all things. It never ends. Let us join together in reading Psalm 35, verses 5 to 7. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the deep, deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. Along with the candle of hope, we light this candle today to remind us that God is love, and his love stretches from the heavens into this world and our lives. We thank God for the love he offers in sending his son Jesus, who redeems us and shows us the love of the Father.
Let us pray. O God of love, Emmanuel, as we light this candle, send the light of your love into our hearts at this time. Thank you for loving us through thick and thin. May we be filled with your love and have a deeper awareness of your love for us and all creation. We pray it in the love-giving name of Jesus. Amen.
Would you stand with me as we sing hymn number 244, Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus.
the long expected Jesus born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal Spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne.
Amen. Please be seated. As many of you know, we have been going through the book, The Story, as a part of our sermon series. And one of the key purposes of that book is to take the whole Bible and have you see it as pointing to God's salvation through the person of Jesus Christ. And so that's what we're about today. The whole theme of this morning is God's salvation through Jesus Christ. There are several scriptures that we're going to go through, all from the book of, or mostly from the book of John and Luke. But you will also see scriptures, and some of them are the same, listed with each song as we sing them. We normally do this, but I wanted to point them out to you before we started and ask you to pay particular attention to those as they come up on the screen. Read them and think about those as you hear the words of the songs that we sing, as we consider God's salvation as given to us in His Son, Jesus Christ.
Shall come when morning dawns and light triumphant breaks. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
Thank you.
Let's sing together a song that may be a little different to you, but some of you will know it. Love Has Come.
Love has come, a light in the darkness. Love explodes in the Bethlehem skies. See, all heaven has come to proclaim it. Hear how their song of joy arises. Love, love, born unto you a Savior. Love, love, glory to God on high. Love is born, come share in the wonder. Love is God now asleep in the hay. See the glow in the eyes of his mother. What is her name? Her heart is saying love, love. Love is the name she whispers, love, love, Jesus Emmanuel. Love has come, he never will leave us. Love is life everlasting and free. Love is Jesus within and among us. Love is the peace our hearts are seeking. Love, love, love is the gift of Christmas. Love, love, praise to you, God on high.
Rule the world with truth and grace, Savior of this fire. sleeping Adonai, light the world, then light my way. Sleeping Adonai, sleeping Adonai, sleeping Adonai.
Luke's gospel records the birth of Christ. And first, Christ is born and laid in a borrowed manger. It's interesting. I didn't say this in the first service. It's interesting. He was laid in a borrowed manger. Later, he would be laid in a borrowed tomb. Did you ever think about that? I just did. But heaven rejoices. And so angels appear to shepherds. And then we read this in Luke 2, starting in verse 16. So they hurried off, this is the shepherds, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told him about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. And then this next verse has always stuck with me. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. At this time, we have another song planned, but with some of the changes, we're going to skip over it. So to finish the concert, you're going to have to come back next Sunday and hear that song, okay? For right now, we'll turn it over to Pastor Brian.
We want to take a moment to turn to the Lord in prayer first, and we all come with people to be praying for, people in our hearts and minds. You see in the bulletins, there's a couple of people listed, Gary Griffith. Gary is here this morning. Good to see you. We will still be praying for you, but thank you. Good to have you back. David Ebnett also is mentioned here. He had a stroke, age 37, so please keep him in your prayers. I also want to make you aware that Warren Roderick's husband, or Telly Roderick's husband, Warren, who's been in care for the last few months, has an infection that is quite bad. It has him in the hospital. I got word of that yesterday. I was hoping to get an update today, but don't have one yet. So please keep him in your prayers. And, of course, Elaine, who would normally be with us this morning as well. I want to be keeping her in our prayers. So would you join me in prayer as we lift these folks up and pray for others as well this morning? Holy and Heavenly Father, on this second Sunday in Advent, when we remember and celebrate the love that you have for us and for the world that is made known most profoundly and concretely through the birth of Jesus Christ, we pray, God, that your love would be abundant in our lives, that we would be full to overflowing. And so, Lord, we pray, therefore, that you would help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. May we shine the light of Christ radiantly in all that we do. And Lord, help us to love you more and to know your love more deeply in our lives. Lord, with hearts that are filled with your love, we want to pray for people who are sick, who are injured, who are recovering from surgery. We pray, Lord, that you would bring healing and wholeness into their lives. In particular, God, this morning we pray for Elaine and Warren and David. Continue to pray for Gary as well. We pray for others, Lord, who are near and dear to us, whose situations weigh upon us this morning as we are here. We pray, God, that your love would bring individuals and groups of people together where there is division, where there is conflict. We pray, Lord, that you would help parents to love their children well and to be a model of the love that you, our Heavenly Father, has for them. Where husbands and wives are struggling to love one another, we pray, God, that that their love for one another would be rekindled through humility, through listening to each other, through turning to you. And we pray, God, that we would each be moved by your love so that our lives would reflect that love into the world, shine the light of Christ brightly in all that we say and all that we do. May your love, Lord, be what radiates out. We pray all of this in the strong and the loving name of Jesus Christ, who teaches us to pray as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As the bell choir continues to lead us in worship, we are going to take a moment to give in our offering as we do each Sunday, that other people, through the ministries of our church, through the ministries of missionaries that we support and so forth, would know God's great and deep and amazing love. Heavenly Father, as we give in this offering, we pray that you would receive it, bless it, use it beyond our wildest imagination, to let the world know that they are loved, to let people know that they are loved. May this offering, may our lives, our interactions with them, as we move about the community and go about the tasks of our days, may your love radiate through us, through the ministries of our church, and through others who will be blessed by this offering. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Let's all stand together and sing. Hark the herald angels sing.
On earth and mercy mild, God and sinner
Glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Amen. Please be seated.
Savior of our fallen race, O brightness of the Father's face, O Son who shared the Father's might before the world knew day or night. O Jesus, very light of light, our constant star in sin's deep night, now hear the prayers your people pray throughout the world this holy day.
To say.
So is this the birth of a random child? I think not. This was God's plan all along. And now I'd like to read to you a few words that Christ said from the Gospel of John that lets us know why he came. In John chapter 12 and verse 46, we read, "I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness." In John 10:10, he says, "The thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly." And then the final, the hope, the promise of Christ. John 14, verses 1 to 3. "Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If not, I would have told you. I am going away to prepare a place for you. If I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be." This is God's salvation for you and me. Thank you. And now let's all stand together and sing Joy to the World.
A great joy and a blessing. I invite you to take the hand of the person next to you. Soup, lunch down in Fellowship Hall. Please come join us for a time of fellowship. Have something to eat. There are a number of soups down there. The tables and chairs are all set up. Hope you will join us there. And just have a blessed week living in and sharing the love of God. And now to Him who by the power at work within us is able to do abundantly far more than all we could ever ask or imagine. To Him be all honor and glory in the church. And in Christ Jesus this day, this week, and evermore. And all of God's loved children said together, Amen. Amen.